It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
Look what I found. The Simpsons credits theme done by Los Lobos. Sometimes if you just poke around on Spotify during your show, things happen. Listen, it's Simpsons time. Yes, there is always Simpsons time on Nazario Scenario, no matter whether it's a fill-in show, a regular show, or whether you're just speaking to me and I'm not actually doing a show at all. The one that I want to talk about was on TV yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I mean Thursday. And Maggie Makes Three is the title. Written by Jennifer Crittenden. Episode number 116 occurs in season 6. Actually, it's the episode that directly follows Homer the Great. Ah, those were the days when every episode was a gem. And you didn't have to wait for the one good episode in the season. Or, you know, like the one of the two or three good episodes in the season. Wondering which one it would be. This entire, almost the entire episode is told in flashback. It tells the story about how Homer was, you know, what his state of mind was when Marge learned that she was pregnant with Maggie. So that means that the entire flashback is taking place like a year ago. Or, you know, whatever, however old Maggie is now. It was like a year and a half ago or so that this all happened. Which I think is interesting. It's a flashback, but not a very long ago flashback. Very, very, very funny sight gag in the beginning when Homer quits his job, having finally gotten out of debt and only having two kids, so, you know, his budget is completely balanced and he doesn't need to work for Mr. Burns anymore. And so what does he do? He uses Mr. Burns as a bongo drum, and he's so good at it that the other workers, I think it's Lenny who does, like, who says he's getting a pretty good sound out of that guy. And he, plays bongos on Burns' head in Burns' office and then, like, drives a golf cart around while still doing it. And it is a funny-looking gag that I appreciate. Not being beholden to the power plant anymore, Homer gets to pursue his dream job, which is working at the bowling alley, Barney's Bowlerama. A little known fact, except it's kind of very well known to Simpsons nerds, I guess. The business, Barney's Bowlerama, was originally conceived as Barney's own thing. Barney was going to own it. But by the time it showed up in this episode, they had to write a new character, Barney's uncle, who in fact owned it. I think he was called Uncle Al. I'm embarrassed that I don't know, but I think it's Al. Notably, Barney's uncle, who owns the bowling alley, is really gross. Like, his shirt that he's wearing in every scene is all covered with, like, green stains. And I thought at first that maybe it was supposed to look like camouflage, and maybe it was, but it did. It was not successful. He really looks like he's got green stains all over his shirt. Homer's very happy. He puts his head in the shine-o-ballo, and his boss doesn't realize it. And He's very diligent in his duties. He really loves working at the bowling alley. And for the first time ever, he loves his job. And he really loves his life just the way it is. And so when Marge has to tell him that she's pregnant with a third baby, he's very upset. And he doesn't want the baby, which is so sad. But of course, as soon as she is born, she's very cute, and he loves her the moment that he sees her. Even though he has to go crawling back, literally, to Mr. Burns to ask for his job back. At the top of the episode, it is present day, and they're looking through the photo albums, having been mandated by Marge that they turn the TV off for 1 hour. And Homer, Bart, and Lisa are all really bummed out that they have to do this, but, you know, it is the catalyst for this entire flashback and reminiscence and episode. And the TV show that they're watching is Night Boat, sparking a very, very funny reading by Dan Castellaneta when he says, "Oh, but Marge, it's Night Boat, the crime-solving boat." It's a little bit of a foreshadowing. Telling of Homer's extreme love for police dramas that are stupid. This is a little bit before Police Cops airs in a later episode. Delighting Homer after just, you know, whatever, 15 minutes of it, even before he realizes that the main character's name is Homer Simpson. But that's a different episode that I won't talk about anymore. It's really beautifully done. Patty and Selma calling Aronson and Zukowski in order to spread the word about Marge being pregnant is very funny as well. Shots from inside Patty and Selma's bachelorette apartment, you know, with like the camel lamp and stuff, are always funny. And Jennifer Crittenden, the writer, is brilliant, and I also hate her because at the end of that episode, she's able to just make me cry. And it's always awkward and embarrassing when you have to cry at the end of a Simpsons. We learn that at Homer's job back at the power plant, his workstation is the place where he has hung all of the pictures of Maggie, and that's why there aren't any in the photo album. And the legend, "Don't forget you're here forever," is covered up, and it instead reads, "Do it for her." Damn you, Simpsons writer, for being so clever and so sweet at the same time. Also, acid rain dissolves Homer's beautiful final going away present, which is a bowling jacket. And it's symbolic. Thank you for listening to Simpsons Time. And thank you for listening to Simpsons Time through the Debigulator. I'm your host, Amanda Nazario. I will be back next week with another little capsule, snack-sized capsule of Simpsons Time, which is a regular feature of my weekly radio show, Nazario Scenario. Do you see how that works? By the way, recently, I'm talking right now
at the end of 2015 about this, but I recently saw a news story where a father who was separated from the mother, like he and his baby mama got divorced, and he put some pictures of his little baby daughter like up around the workstation at his job and made it say, "Do it for her." So that is something that happened. But it was controversial because the mother chimed in saying that he actually wasn't a very good father at all. And she should know. Anyway, you can seek out that news story and formulate your own opinion about it. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.